Not much a mystery in Boston as to who did it. Even Tsarnaev's defense lawyers admit that. Very different story in Moscow, where Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov was gunned down 2 weeks ago. Authorities have arrested five suspects, but the dead man's daughter, Zhanna Nemtsova, is not buying that. She says Russian President Vladimir Putin is responsible, politically anyway, for the murder. Nemtsova made that statement in an interview with my BBC colleague Gabriel Gatehouse.
She's 30 years old. She's a business journalist based in Moscow. But I met her in Italy, and she'd gone there because that was a place she used to go on holiday with her father. And I very much got the impression that she was still coming to terms with his murder.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's not pulling any punches in what she's saying, but how does she seem to be faring without her father?
I got the impression of somebody who was trying very, very hard to keep it together. She was trying to keep active, trying to figure out how she should respond to this. She said to me, I never really considered myself as a political activist. I supported my father's politics, but I never considered myself in that world. But I distinctly got the feeling that her father's murder may have changed that. She said, I can't just sit here and do nothing. And the fact that I'm speaking out about it may well mean that the authorities in Russia will consider me now as a political activist, is what she said.
She had all sat satisfied with the Russian government's investigation at this point?
No, she's not. And she says furthermore that the Russian authorities, the investigators, haven't even contacted her. They haven't phoned her up to see if she could shed any light on who might have wanted her father dead. The Russians have arrested five Chechens. Some suggestions from the investigators that the motive for her father's murder may have had something to do with Islamist extremism. The gunman, supposed gunman, alleged gunman, may have been upset with some comments that he'd made over the Charlie Hebdo shootings in Paris. She said she thought that was absolute nonsense. And as you mentioned, she laid responsibility for his killing, politically at least, very much at President Putin's door.
You actually asked Gabriel whether Zhanna believed there was a clear motive for her father's murder. And here's what she said.
The real motive: for one decade, he was the most prominent critic of Putin. He was the most powerful leader of the opposition in Russia, the most powerful. After his death, the opposition is beheaded. Everybody is frightened. People and politicians, both of them. And now we do not have any other opposition figure in Russia so powerful and so brave and so clever. He fought with Putin. His main opponent was Putin.
Well, as she said, after the death of her father, the opposition in Russia is beheaded. What did Zhanna tell you about what she knows about her father's activities on the day he was killed in Moscow? I mean, what could she possibly tell Russian investigators?
On the evening of his murder, he had, in fact, given an interview to a radio station in Moscow, Echo Moskvy, and he was basically shot on his way back from that interview. Now, she knew that he was working on a report that was going to detail Russia's military involvement in eastern Ukraine. She said that he was planning to visit some of the families of Russian soldiers who died fighting in eastern Ukraine. She said that he had found out some information on how Russian soldiers were recruited to fight in Ukraine. She said that they were ordered to take leave from the army, to leave the army, and then ordered to go into eastern Ukraine. But I asked her whether she thought this could be the motive for his killing. And she believes that he was killed because he was the most prominent opposition leader. And she says that Putin simply brooks no opposition in Russia. I should say that, of course, the Kremlin denies any involvement in this case. Putin said he's personally taking charge of the investigation. But clearly, Mr. Nemtsov's daughter doesn't have any confidence in that.
Did you speak with her before or after these five suspects from the North Caucasus were arrested?
I spoke to her afterwards.
Right. What did she think about those arrests?
She thought that if any of those five Chechens had been the gunman, had pulled the trigger, then certainly they were not the ones who'd ordered it. It wasn't their idea, if you like. And what she wants to know is who ordered the killing.
My colleague at the BBC, Gabriel Gatehouse, thank you very much.
My pleasure.